Hello, I'm Jill Charlebois. This is your Sunday newscast for April 27th. Kent Garden Council has directed municipal staff to make adjustments to the purchasing and procurement policy due to tariffs imposed by the United States government. With imposed tariffs from the United States affecting day-to-day business due to increased prices for vehicles, construction materials, and other goods, the municipality is trying to safeguard itself by preventing paying too much as it looks to have capital projects completed. Director of Corporate Services, Roxana Bauman, explained to council how it would change the procurement process after selecting a winning bid from a company for work.
If we do have vendors that come in after the fact, after they have had a successful bid, they may then go and do the procurement and find out that the price that they quoted is higher than when they go to purchase it. So they need to provide us with advance notice.
With accepting the motion put forward, staff will be directed to modify existing policies with the threshold set forth by the Ontario and Quebec Trade and Cooperation Agreement and the Canada Free Trade Agreement for Goods and Services. Tim Hortons in Owen Sound is teaming up with Safe and Sound and O'Share for this year's Smile Cookie campaign. Smile cookies will be sold from tomorrow, April 28th, until May 4th at participating Tim Hortons locations. 100% of the proceeds from the sale of the Smile cookies will be staying in Owen Sound. In a media release, Safe and Sound says that they're grateful to Tim Hortons and the community for the opportunity. During the Smile Cookie campaign, chocolate chunk cookies with handpipe smiles are sold for $2 each. There will also be Smile Cookie plushies available at all participating Owen Sound Tim Hortons locations for $5 each. Several people have died after an SUV rammed into a group of people during a street festival in Vancouver. Police say that they have a 30-year-old man in custody following what they call a mass casualty event during the Lapu Lapu Day celebrations, a Filipino community festival. Authorities have not been able to confirm how many people were killed and how many suffered injuries. A support line has been set up for victims and their families. An estimated 250,000 people attended yesterday's funeral service for Pope Francis. The outdoor mass held at St. Peter's Square was attended by a wide range of people, from royalty and politicians to immigrants and prisoners. Another 150,000 people lined the motorcade route to watch the first funeral procession for a pope in a century. The pontiff was laid to rest at St. Mary Major Basilica, 6 kilometers away from St. Peter's Square. Pope Francis died on April 21st at the age of 88 after suffering a stroke. In sports, the Jets are in St. Louis for Game 4 of their conference quarterfinal series this afternoon. Later on, Montreal is home to the Capitals. In the PWHL, New York visits Minnesota. In the first round of the NBA playoffs, the Knicks are in Detroit, and in the late game, Indiana visits Milwaukee. The Blue Jays play a doubleheader today against the Yankees after yesterday's game was postponed. Kevin Gausman starts this afternoon's game at 1:35. Chris Bassitt is scheduled to start the second game at 5:05. The Owen Sound North Stars visit Guelph this afternoon in Junior B lacrosse action. The Hanover Barons are in Napanee for Game 5 of their Schmaltz Cup semifinal series, looking to pull ahead in their series, which is currently tied at 2 games apiece. In the OHL, London is home to Kitchener, and Barrie is home to Oshawa. From the Bayshore Broadcasting Weather Center, today sunshine with a high of 12. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of plus 2. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and windy with gusts up to 50 kilometers per hour and a high of 19. And Tuesday, cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms and windy with a high of 22. You can find current conditions and the long-range forecast at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.